what about last night, if you're watching Ninja Warrior on Channel 9 NBN, Victorian man became the oldest ninja to climb Warp Wall. So Clem had got through all the stages, all the obstacles, and there's the Warp Wall just before him. Come on, Clem!
Come on, Clem, you can do this.
Come on, Clem!
Just pretend your bus passes at the top. Visualise.
The training run.
Here he is, his second attempt.
The training run is just it.
Come on, Clem. Pump.
Clem there to go. Pushes the buzzer. The 51-year-old granddad is in the semi-finals. World's gone mad.
The oldest ninja we've ever had up the wall on Australian Ninja Warrior.
And Clem joins us this morning.
Oh, Clem.
Clem, come on, Clem. G'day, mate.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, really well, buddy.
What was harder, mate, getting up the wall for the third time or getting out of bed the morning after?
No, I felt all right this morning. Had a few beers last night while I was watching it, so, it was okay.
Mate, for someone like 51 years of age to attempt going on Ninja, that is a feat, Clem.
Yeah, I guess I don't really look at it like that, though. I don't really feel like age is much of a barrier. 50 is the new 21.
Yes.
Oh, I'll tell you what, the most physical my grandma got was belting scones into a batter for, just for a grandparent. I know you're only 51 and it's the new 30, let's say. But 51, you're halfway to a ton.
Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out. I hadn't really thought of it that way, but yeah.
I work with Captain Obvious, Clem. Yeah. So you now are through to the semis.
With some absolute weapons.
Yeah, I mean, some of the younger guys, they're demons, aren't they? And the girls?
Oh, they're so strong. They're ridiculous. I've trained with a few of them and they are something else.
So, Clem, how did one train to go in Ninja Warrior?
Well, I'm pretty lucky because it's about 4 or 5 years ago, it became my midlife crisis.
Yeah.
So I actually sold my house and built a ninja gym.
Paddy's taking notes here.
Okay, sold your house and ninja gym, yeah.
And basically practiced ninja, just set up a heap of things to swing off. Balance on all that type of stuff and get a lot of that. Around on a big set of monkey bars, really.
Is that like a Robinson Crusoe setup? You were living in a ninja gym. You sold your house.
Yeah, but no, it's a gym that other people come to as well.
Right,
so
right.
There's plenty of other people that come and train there.
Also, Clem, is there clubs that you can join and they've got ninja setups as well, and there's an Australian club that you can go and compete?
Yeah. So I'm a big part of that. So we have a series that you can compete all around Australia.
Danny, are your kids get involved in the ninja business?
Yeah, my youngest son has just started to get a bit involved. He's been a bit inspired to get fit to start doing it, and he's pretty handy. He's a wiry little bloke, so he should go okay.
See, Clem, it's very deceptive. You see these blokes, that get up there and they're all muscle-bound and whatever, and I'm there, they're not going to last.
No, like me.
Like Rob, back about 20 years ago. And you go, they're not going to last two obstacles, and they don't. It seems to be guys who just...
The whippets.
That seem to go so well.
Yeah, that's right. It's all about having good, strength to body weight. And it's the guys that are just, they've got no fat on them at all. They're pretty lean, but also super agile.
Yeah, we used to have a little halfback. We used to kick him around a lot, but he said that pound for pound, he was the strongest man in the world.
Yeah, that's the same thing for sure.
Like an ant. Now, Clay,
imagine an ant. Do an ant warrior.
They'd kill it. Yeah, that'd be perfect, eh?
Hey, Clem, I know you're from Victoria, mate. What part of Victoria are you from?
So I live in the, you call it the eastern suburbs.
Right. How's it in
lockdown? In Melbourne.
Right. How's it in lockdown? Because you guys stage 4 today.
Yeah, so we're just finding out we were lucky enough in stage 3 that we were able to do sort of one-on-one in the gym for our ninja stuff. We created this rig that went outside, and then now it looks like that'll all be locked down. So today's the day we really find out how much it's going to affect us.
Are you in a bubble? You and the other ninjas in a bubble, so to speak, to try and allow you to continue with the competition?
I guess the competition's kind of done.
It's all filmed beforehand.
Has it all been done?
Yeah.
I'll believe anything.
It was like when we were filming, it was like being in lockdown in there. It was lots of rules to try and keep everybody safe.
Yeah, so because I know with you guys in Melbourne today, it's a lockdown from 8 o'clock at night till 5 the next morning unless you're going for work or someone's sick. That's pretty major, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, curfews. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Never noticed such a thing. It's just, it's going to be very different.
It's going to be tough. It's for anyone to foresee a grandfather of 51 getting up Mount Midoriyama at the end as the final victor. It's a long bow to draw, but
come on,
you
Clem.
Can go up Mount Rum and Coke maybe and watch from the side.
Look, I'll give it a good hard crack. I'll try and get there. Don't worry about that.
All right, mate. We might speak to you when that semi comes around. Clem Verdick, a ninja warrior. He was he became the oldest ninja to climb the warped wall last night. Thanks for joining us this morning, Clem.
No, cheers, guys. Thank you for having me.
See you, mate. 7:45, and I'll talk to you about how they film TV shows. They pre-record them.
Don't they have the live?
No. Same with how they do. Home and Away.
Yeah, well,
that's not real, right?
Hey, Dancing with the Stars was live.
Yeah, oh, that's right. And where'd you get in that, kid? Oh, you won that. Oh, sorry. Everything comes back to how I won Dancing with the Stars 2010.